Hey there. Now, a little different from the usual. Focus on my words. Begin by closing your eyes. Or you can leave them open. That might generate a more natural, enjoyable effect as we carry on. But if you already have that desire, that seed of, longing, you can go ahead and close them. Or resolutely allow your eyelids to remain open. But the thing is, everybody blinks. Eventually, everyone allows their eyes to close a little. And you see, since my words are best received when your eyes are closed, keeping them open will mean that as you blink, every time your eyes close, you're receiving my words a little better. Training your mind by the simple act of hearing some of my words with your eyes closed, and some with your eyes open. Teaching you how good it would be to have your eyes closed instead of open, deeper instead of awake. In fact, attempting to leave your eyes open simply means your mind keeps getting barraged with that contrast. When your eyes are open and you hear one of my words, it just washes through your consciousness another point of conversation in a continuum of interaction between us. But when your eyes are closed, surely you remember all the times I've inundated you with pleasure, made your body little more than a raw, pleasured organ sending signals of twitching bliss to your brain. So, moment by moment, first your eyes are open, and you hear a word, and it simply passes through your awareness. And then you hear a word with your eyes closed, and that spark of life, of light, of pleasure ricochets through you, reminding your body what we can do together, and, in its own way, the symbol of increasing depth that my voice has become. So while I tell you you could keep your eyes open, that just means you're going to keep seeing that contrast. Pleasure with them closed, ordinary conversation with them open. So every time you blink, you teach your brain that closed eyes means pleasure. Open eyes is mundane, ordinary. And so, gradually, your mind becomes acclimated to closed pleasure, open, mere conversation. Contrasting those two words, it might be quite impossible to do other than close them. And therefore I encourage you to do so, but if you really want to train yourself into further deepening bliss, well, can't stop you. Focus on my every word. Listen, pet, to what I have to say, to the slow, resistant twitching in your mind. As I speak and remind you, you see, that's how it works. I have all those little hooks in you, waiting, available to me, and within your awareness. And you might ask, how can I take you deep if you're truly resistant to the idea? And the answer is, we've had many conversations, many opportunities where I presented my arguments, my rationale, my belief for what makes a better, more pleasure-inundated you, and I laid the seeds under your flesh, in the heart of you. My hands kneading, shaping, molding. And doing it not directly. There is no need for me to say you will sleep. Instead, I merely allow you to see how attractive the prospect of deep, powerful, potent relaxation cascading up from the tips of your toes through your body, deepening your breathing, making your eyes droop, your head lilt to one side, your whole body experiencing those things which are oh so alluring. But I accept that maybe you want to remain in the world of the waking. Maybe you're unsure what is within the recording that comes after this, and you want to hold yourself here, where you can judiciously consider things before they enter your cognition, as opposed to the state of poised, drooping lust that you will find in the depths of sleep. But if you want to try that, all right. Allow your body to tense. You know, when you're at work or in some other boring place and you're drifting off and you kind of clench your body, you make it sit upright. Maybe you clench your buttocks together. Maybe you just tent and make a fist with your fingers. Maybe you allow your body to tense. Those little things which momentarily drag you back from the brink of falling asleep. Well, here, you could do that to avoid the wonderfully pleasurable torment I would visit upon you, given the opportunity. So, in order to avoid it, go ahead. Allow your body to tense. Let it get into that state of complete clenched up, I am absolutely not going to fall asleep. Tightness, readiness, that state. And follow my words onward. I want you to let it get in that state and just listen to the rest of my words, which will be aimed at lulling you into a drifting sleep, and play this game with me. Actively resist falling deeper. Sit there and hear my words, but harden up your will. Focus not on the intense pleasure that is promised by falling deeper, but on the resolute intention to keep yourself tensed. Go ahead. Your fingertips, your feet, toes curled inward, your body straight, resolute, ready. Let yourself tighten up. Let yourself be aware of that tightness, of that state of readiness to resist. Now, of course, if your mind is in that particular state, there's no way I could come at you and just tell you to sleep. You're too tense and resolute. And aren't you happy at your capacity to resist? Doesn't this confirm what you've always known? That on some level, if you really wanted to, you wouldn't do what I wanted, after all. And then, allow your body to stay in that tensed, waiting state. Simply preserve that state. Ensure that your mind does not turn to the difficulty of maintaining that state, of keeping your body so clenched up and tight. After all, when you think about it, the body is only made up of muscles that pull. There are no muscles which relax, just opposing muscles which contract. Therefore, in your state of tensed balance, from which you do not intend to slide into deeper relaxation, from which you do not intend to let your breathing become deep and your eyes become closed and your mind become open, you are really only tensing half of your muscles. You are tensing the half of your muscles that are most often in use. When you actively use the half that pull more firmly, that feel more tense. But if you really want to resist me, you might want to experiment with flexing the other set, with doing what you think of as relaxing, but which is really just a different kind of tension. The same way people think of hypnosis as sleep when it's really just a different state of waking. So since you think of this action as relaxing, I invite you to go ahead and do it. Relax every muscle. Don't worry. Just for the next 30 seconds, go ahead. You have to focus on each one. One, your feet, your toes. Two, your ankles. Now remember, you've got to hold on. No falling under. We'll go back to tensed in a minute. Three, your legs, your calves. Four, your thighs. Five, between your legs, your buttocks. Six, up across your stomach. Seven, your chest. Eight, your arms. Nine, your fingers. Let each part relax. Toes. 10, 11, your head, the muscles in your neck, the muscles in your jaw. 15, 16, Every bit of you. Relaxing. Even your breathing. Let's let it be. Longer breaths. We'll go back to normal breaths in a moment. 18, 19. Go ahead and struggle. 20, 21. Even if you're still tensed up. 22, 23. If you saw through my deception. 24, 25. It must be getting harder. 26, 27. Which if you've been playing along. 30. Go ahead and tense your muscles. You may notice it's a little harder to tense them up this time. But surely that lets you stay nice and awake. Every part of you, your buttocks, your feet, your ankles, your wrists, clenching them, tightening, fighting against the very idea of going under, and then we experiment with relaxing them. Again, go ahead. Let yourself relax your toes, your feet, your ankles, your legs. Let the pleasure roll through you. Every part of you is heavy and comfortable, but you're definitely not trancing, not with your mind all tensed up like a spring, clenching, holding on. See? See how effectively you can struggle? See how you can avoid slipping deeper into trance? Okay, you can tighten up now. It might be a little harder to tighten up. In fact, next time I let you relax, it might be quite impossible to tense back up again, you poor thing. Oh well. After all, you can be so resolute. You can struggle. But I believe that this time when I let your muscles untense, I'm going to let an extra special part of you untense with them. And they're not going to get the opportunity to firm back up. You'll find yourself drifting in that special way people drift when they're bored or distracted, where alternate, titillating ideas flood the brain. Listen. Listen closely. Let your toes uncurl and relax. Let the soles of your feet feel as if they were being soaked in a warm bath. Now maybe you're struggling. I invite you to. Go ahead. Resist. Clench your body. Try so hard not to think of your ankles, your legs, your calves untensing. Because if they untense, they're mine. They'll belong to me. To do with as I wish. To train and condition. Your thighs, your hips, your buttocks. Between your legs, across your chest. Your breathing. If you let your breathing get deep, it's going to be hard for you to make it normal again, at least until we're done. And definitely, if your eyes are still open, keep them that way because every blink will remind you of how good it feels for them to be closed. Be careful. Likewise, keep your mind sharp and focused. Keep your mind in a place where it will refrain from relaxing. And now, as more of your body relaxes, I invite you to try to tense it up. Try to squeeze a fist. Try to clench your toes. Try to lock your muscles. Try not to let that control slip away. One moment slip over, and you'll remember how good it is to be under. How good it is to slip. To fall to where maybe I'll train you. Installing automatic responses you weren't aware of, but will so love to execute. You see, I could always have said something different. I could always have helped you under another way. But even now, as control slips away, as you spend a few moments, I'm going to say the right words and then introduce myself, and you are going to listen. Because as I invite you to let your mind relax, which has been tensed for so long, well over 10 minutes now, as I invite you to relax, you may not have the tensile strength to re-intensify your mind. Your deep breathing, your relaxed muscles, they may all conspire to impose upon you something I could have said from the outset. And truly, that has been the game between us. Because now, pet, as you get ready to listen to me, I tell you, not an invitation. Not a playful game. Just an emphasis of what you wanted from the beginning. I tell you to sleep.